Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, May 16, 2016. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold. We'll begin our agenda in the County AgriLife Extension. Item A is receive and consider a presentation by Dr. Dale Fritz, District Administrator for Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, to approve Ms. Shinatu Gladrich to fill the vacant Jefferson County Extension Agent Family and Consumer Sciences position. And I don't see Dr. Fritz here today, Ms. Garland. Gladrich, is there anything you'd like to say? Do I have a motion on that item under County AgriLife Extension? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. I should mention that Commissioner Alford is also under the weather today. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve budget transfer for County Court at Law Number 2 for additional costs for recusals in the amount of $1,250. Item B is consider and approve budget transfer for Constable Precinct 7 for additional costs for the purchase of a gun safe in the amount of $575. Item C is receive and file SMG Operations Ford Park audited financial statements for the period ending September 30th, 2015. Item D is receive and file the SMG Operations Ford Park SAS 114 letter from Tella Brown and Hill, LLP, for the fiscal year ending September 30th, 2015. Item E is to receive and file the passenger facility charge audit for public agencies for the year ending September 30th, 2015. And item F is regular county bills, check numbers 420502 through 420782. We have a motion on those items under County Auditor. Moved by Commissioner. Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, we have one item, which is to consider and possibly approve the change in off days that are granted for the Christmas 2016 break from Monday, December 26th and Tuesday, 27th to be changed to Friday, December 23rd and Monday, December 26th for county employees. Do I have a motion?
Moved
and seconded. Discussion. What is the, I guess I'm trying to figure out why we're trying to change it. I realize that there was a vote of the Commissioners Court some several years ago that related to how they were going to be set up, but that doesn't constrain us when we're setting county holidays. My concern is that every year, the week between Christmas and New Year's, there's no trials going on here, and there's very little activity in the legal community. Plus, we announced last October to the legal community what our schedule is going to be. And now changing it may alter some of their plans. So, yeah, it's not a big concern for me, but it's...
Yeah, Judge, one of the reasons I asked this to be on the agenda is because I was reminded that we did say we would reconsider it at a later date. Didn't it intend to be it this late in the calendar, and if it affects the county employees who have scheduled their holidays, I would be hesitant to support it, even though I asked for it to be on the agenda. I wish we would have revisited this back in November, February or somewhere around that time. I have received a conversation that some would want it moved, but some have scheduled their holidays off, as we've already voted on this back in November, we voted on it. So I am hesitant to change it now that we've done it, but you know, I wasn't here 8 years ago when this was, whenever y'all voted to make it Monday and Tuesday. I do agree that maybe Friday and Monday is the best time, but we do have Tuesday and Monday and Tuesday, so I leave it at the will of the court on this. But
Ms. Guidry, you had some reasoning, and I...
Judge, as you know, my office consists of majority females, and I think Ms. Gett's office as well. But in considering the days off, certainly the ladies in my office, when looking at it, would prefer to have the day off before Christmas Eve, because they can certainly take advantage of that time to finish up their holiday shopping, their holiday cooking and grocery lists and everything else, having that day off the Friday before Christmas Eve. You know, it will give them that extra time to do those things. As you know, my office is one of the few offices that we cannot get out of here early. We're here until 4:30 when the doors close, and of course we have to still balance out. So the earliest we can get out anytime before a holiday is maybe a quarter till 5. So it will certainly be an advantage for my employees to be able to have that day off before Christmas Eve so they can finish their Christmas things as other employees get to do. And, you know, like I said, normally it had been discussed back when it was motioned before that if the holiday fell on a Friday that we would get the, if it fell on a Saturday that we would get the Friday, if it fell on a Sunday we would get the Monday. And that's what we look forward to.
Right, and one thing I would ask, Ms. Vivian, you reminded me last week, is why it's just getting on the agenda. If you'd have reminded me back in February, I would ask to be on the agenda in February. Now, I did receive calls and conversations from people saying that, well, I've set my holiday now. But, I mean, as I said, it's up to the will of the court. Now, when I put this on the agenda, I also didn't consider the sheriff department and everybody else. I had tunnel vision just thinking about you. And I said, oh, that's right. We affect everybody in the county. So I want to apologize to the other departments because I like to keep my word. And when I said I would reconsider it, which you reminded us of, this is reconsidered. Now, do I support it? This late in the game, I don't know. I mean,
Yeah, I do have to stay somewhat tongue-in-cheek that I continue to comment about your departments being mostly made up of women and giving them more time, since I do all cooking at my house.
Well, and I certainly understand.
I hate to accuse you of being a sexist.
Well, I'm not trying to be a sexist judge, but that's the norm, but I'm sure you can recognize that.
Mr. Erickson, what about the people who have scheduled their vacations by taking 3 days a week between Christmas and New Year's and utilizing those 2 days as part of their entire week off?
And obviously that's a consideration where that might have to be. You know, like, I don't know. She is away from a standpoint of the morning.
That'd be my only concern is, you know, hearing about this now, and almost in June, is that, you know, if somebody's already made plans to be off, you know, a certain time during holidays, I guess my question is, January a more appropriate time to consider a change like this? Or maybe, or does it not?
Well, Commissioners, I can tell you there, I'm sure there will be, and there's a conflict even in my office for a few employees, but there's just a few, and I'm sure I'll be able to work around their schedules to accommodate them. Because even in my work group, I mean, I can only allow one or two people per work group to be off. And certainly, I'm going to accommodate those people if they've made plans that cannot be changed.
You may. Please.
You talk to the mayor, Mike. Well, and I'm not saying, as Carrie said, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm saying this late in the ball game is affecting our employees. The taxpayers will adjust, but this late in the ball game, and I am the one who put it on the agenda, so I don't want the court to take a hit for this, but I put it on the agenda to keep my word. But I did receive more conversation that, okay, I've set my vacation. If Carrie's saying we don't, it won't affect the employees, that's one thing. People have scheduled flights. You know, you schedule flights 6 months out if you wait till let you know. So I'm just saying, I'm not debating whether or not it's right, wrong, or it helped the taxpayer. My concern now is more the employees. And had this been brought up in January or February, which I'll take the blame for it. I mean, you know, I could have brought it up. I had a lot of other stuff in my mind. But this late in the ball game is causing more problems to change it now than to go back and fix it.
Well, the taxpayers don't accrue any penalty until March 1st, but there are people that are going to want to make sure they pay it before December 31st to ensure that they can deduct it from their tax year.
I'm just saying.
Mr. Senegal, you put this on the agenda. Would it be better to wait until January and reconsider it in January?
Well, actually, Christmas will be Sunday, so next year it won't be a problem.
Oh, it won't be a problem.
It's Monday, so.
Supreme Court's incapable of repetition but evading review.
Sheriff Woods has the largest department. Who has Mr. Knight? I mean, I'm just worried about the departments. I mean, as I said, I had tunnel vision when Ms. Kedrick said she would like it changed. I think the tax office, I forgot it affects the whole county. It doesn't just affect. It affects the judges, it affects the jail, it affects especially larger departments. If we open it Friday, my courthouse, contrary to popular belief, will be open until the court says it's time to close. And if we open that Monday and Tuesday, it doesn't matter to me. Yeah, we as elected officials have flexibility to either be here or not. Some of us may not be.
What kind of impact does it have on the courts?
I mean, I guess there's very seldom, unless it's an emergency, are we going to have any hearings during the middle, between Christmas and New Year. For the last 30 years, have tried to make that my vacation week with my family. Sheriff, do you see it impacting corrections? Okay. If that's the case, and if you think that you can work through any problems that might result in people having previously used a 3 days vacation, then I'm okay with it. I don't want to spend 2 years talking about this issue. We've probably spent more time than we have. Okay, so I've got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, under County Treasurer. A is receive and file investment schedule for April 2016, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. A motion on that item.
So moved.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I noticed that we're up to a weighted average yield of about 1.43%, which is a far cry from the 0.28% we were earning 2 years ago. So. Well, it ain't great, but it's better than we were doing a couple of years ago, so I'm thankful for that. In engineering, we have several items. Item A is consider and possibly approve a minor plat for Westbury Estates, a 9.154-acre tract into lots 1 through 4, located off of West Road in Precinct Number 1. When this... It is... All right, item B is consider and possibly approve a minor plat for Reynolds Farm, a 17.154-acre tract of land out of the TNORR Railroad Company survey, located along Highway 365, that's in Precinct 4. Item C is consider and possibly approve the construction plan for Phase 3A of the Dogay's Diamond D subdivision, located off of Highway 90 in Precinct Number 1. It's the extension of the existing road known as Michelle Lane. Item D is to execute, receive, and file pipeline permits Chevron Phillips Chemical Company, LP, for the distribution of ethane feedstock and a pipeline for LPG feedstock, starting from the Chevron Phillips Company, LP, Cedar Bio Plant, located and runs through Precincts 3 and 4, and carries permit number 01-P-16. We have a motion on those three items under engineering. Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Runoff election is currently going on with early voting for the sheriff runoff and the railroad commission. Please exercise your right between now and Friday and then next Tuesday.
All right.
There's nothing further than we are adjourned. Thank you.